Yes, welcome. Hello there. Yes, that's right. That's right. You're here. You're here. You're listening to your internet acquaintance. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, yes. Hello. 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 Hello, it's I, Linda James. Thank you for listening. Hi, hi. Yes, who am I? Linda James, who? 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 Your internet acquaintance. That's who. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And what is internet acquaintance if you're not new here? Well, it is, this is a voice memo from me to you. It's a very long, rambling, somewhat coherent stream of consciousness sort of podcast. And what is a podcast but a voicemail? Yes, this is a voicemail from me to you, from me to you, where I just have I have things to say, and you just relax. You do some drawing, you know, play a video game perhaps, drive in your car, go for a walk, and you know, you've got in a little something to listen to. A pretty chill time, a relaxed time, an easy time, you know. It's just some nice talking, some calm, easy talking, and I'm just gonna tell you some things that happened. How's that sound? Yes,
you said yes.
Okay, great. Let's go with that then. Yeah, thanks for listening. Let's start the show by saying Black Lives Matter, defund the police, abolish ICE, support abortion, trans rights are human rights, and get the vaccine. How's that sound? Good? Good? Check. Sweet. Beautiful. Now, this particular episode, you know, I record it all sorts of times. Sometimes it's in the evening. Sometimes it's in the morning, sometimes it's on a weekend, sometimes it's on a weekday. It's pretty much, when I say, yep, it's time to record. So, the kind of show we're having today is I'm having a little half-calf coffee. It's a weekday morning. You may hear the soothing hum of the I-5 just in the distance. I know I do. I don't know if it's being picked up on the mic, but just consider that a special type of white noise, you know, just a ambient white noise. You know, I think I've got a fan going in the background, and that's just the kind of Tuesday morning podcast this is, and so enjoy. I do have some big news. I do have some big news to share. We're almost done with July, and this is the first of the two promised podcasts a month that I do, so, I've been back at work, which is a physical job, so sometimes I'm just tired, to be honest with you, but I'm doing really well, yes, thank you, so I've, like, sort of edited my, role and schedule from what it used to be, and I'm really, like, chill right now. I'm doing really good. Knock on desk. So that's fun. And I have some other big news to share that's been keeping me busy. But first, let's talk to Rebecca. Rebecca? Did you think I was going to overlook you today, Rebecca? No, never, Rebecca. Never. I would never do that. Rebecca? The last brew, divine, simply divine. Rebecca is my kombucha scoby, if you're new to the pod. She is a yeast blob, and she sits in sweet tea, and she just makes it probiotic and carbonated. Through what, Rebecca? Magic. Through magic. Or science. I'm not sure. I think it's a little bit of both, Rebecca. Am I right? Yes. Oh, she loves to do it. You know, she doesn't even ask for anything except for sweet tea. So she's a great roommate to have. She's a great roommate to have. Rebecca, how do you feel about our new life change? Rebecca, don't look away from me. Rebecca, is Rebecca a little jealous? Is Rebecca a little jealous? Rebecca, should we tell the people? Oh, you're just a little shy. You're not jealous. You're very happy with our decisions. That's wonderful, Rebecca. That's wonderful. Rebecca is a jar of tea, and she has a lot to say about the way I'm living my life. We're roommates, after all, Rebecca, aren't we? You could say that it's uncomfortable, for more than one person to live in a studio apartment, but when one of the two people is a yeast blob.
Right, Rebecca? Makes it easy.
She's a dream in the bathroom. She doesn't leave a mess ever. Her cosmetics are always put away.
Rebecca, I just want you to know before we say the big news that I really appreciate our friendship.
I really do, Rebecca. I really do. You know, she makes the kombucha and I make the tea, and it's a perfect match.
Right, Rebecca?
Rebecca, I've been telling a lot of people at work about you. I have offered a Scobie to many people. They always say, I'll think about it.
Funny enough, Rebecca.
But you know, it's just part of my work on this earth is to spread the good word of home brewing kombucha. Oh, and the fun of being a Scobie's roommate.
Love you, Rebecca.
So, Rebecca and I talked as roommates, and we decided recently that it was time to get a cat. Yes, I got Rebecca and I adopted. Yes, we did, didn't we? I adopted. Rebecca is not a co-parent. Rebecca is a roommate, and Rebecca is very nice to the cat, in that she just sits in a glass jar on the counter, and the cat has no interest in her. But we're doing well. Yes, I adopted a cat. Yes, hooray, hooray, yes. Oh, well. So this whole episode is just gonna be, kitten around, you know, like. Cat, all cat talk. I don't know why you would be opposed to that, but you know, get ready. So yes, I adopted a cat through the Seattle Humane Society recently, a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago. Yes. He's adorable. His name is Benjamin. And he is a Manx cat, so he's very social and has a tiny tail. And I love him. I saw him. I've had Manx cats before, and I saw him, and I said, "Yep." But first, I will tell you how we got there. Is that so? A couple weeks ago, a friend of mine here in Seattle was going out of town for 2 weeks and needed someone to watch their cat, and I said, sure, why not? This will be a good dry run. You know, as you know, I've been thinking about adopting a cat for a long time. And so I said, this will be a good dry run. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it feels to have a cat in here, in the basement apartment that I live in. And so my friend brought their cat, and their cat was very, How do I describe this cat? This cat was very nice, but also wanted nothing to do with me. Or no, that's not fair. That's not true. This cat did not was not cuddly. Did not want me to touch it. Did not want any wanted to, this cat would allow me to scratch them with one finger on the middle of their head, and that was all. That was all. There was no cuddling happening. There was no, you know, chin scratches. There was no, butt scratches. There was no back pats. There was just one finger on the middle of the forehead. And she was cool. She was happy. I absolutely overfed her, and we became friends, you know? We became friends. I don't suggest overfeeding your cat. It was the crazy Pacific Northwest heat wave, and I wanted to make sure she was getting enough fluids, so I gave her a little extra wet food. She was fine. She did great. You know, in my research of cats recently, just to like freshen up, cats are hot weather creatures. So she was chilling, and it's pretty cool in my apartment, no matter what, because it's what? The basement. So that cat stayed for 2 weeks, and we had a lovely time just coexisting next to each other, and occasionally one finger scratches on the head. And by the end, I will say that while I was doing my physical therapy and yoga, she would come and lay on my arms and trap me. And by trap me, I mean she would lay on my arms and she would dig each nail into my arms just enough to let me know that she could shred me to pieces if I moved at all. That she wanted some affection, but it had nothing to do with my feelings. That she was going to lay on my arms and essentially threaten me until she was done. And she loved that. And you know what? When that cat left, I missed it. Oh, this cat was like, had me hostage. First, okay, she also came in to my house. And, you know, I expected her to be like, to hide under the bed and to not come out for a while. I expected her to be shy and reserved and, like, you know, hide under bed. Sometimes cats do. This cat got out of her case and proceeded to walk around, once her parents left, walk around my apartment and touch and sample the softness of everything to sit on, possible. Just as though to walk to my bed and say, this is mine now, and then to walk to an ottoman and say, this is mine now, and then to walk onto my desk chair and say, this is mine now. And then she also demanded that I open all of the doors. She needed to know. I had specifically packed cat unfriendly things into one closet. Not that cat unfriendly, but just, you know, like, I just put stuff away. And I thought, surely if this closet is never opened, she will never know. Who's gonna know? Who's gonna know? She knew. She walked up to that closet and she just batted her little paw against it and wouldn't let it go until I let her go into the closet and walk around inside of it and see exactly what was happening. So she bullied me in my own home, basically, and I missed her when she left.
I missed her.
So I have been off and on for like the last year looking at different cat adoption websites and just like peeking around every once in a while and being like, well, maybe. And I just haven't seen a cat that called out to me and I said, yes, that is my cat. I have to have that cat. That is mine. This one's mine. Until just after that, my guest cat left. And then I went onto the internet and I said, let's take a look around. And I went through like three websites and I said, no. And then I got to the Humane Society and I saw this cat who was then named Buster. And I saw his face and I said, yeah. And I was looking for a young cat, who was pretty healthy, period. I didn't want a kitten. I wanted a young cat. And he showed up and he was 10 months old. He's a Virgo. And he really is. He really is. He's very organized. He loves to clean. I had known that I was also looking for a cat named Benjamin. Benny. Because that's just what I was manifesting, what I wanted, what I was thinking about. That was the name for my cat. And I looked at this cat, then named Buster, and I said, you're not a Buster, you're a Benjamin. And so I just wanted to see, I wanted to look up what the origin of Buster was. And it is, you know, a nickname for someone who breaks things, someone clumsy. I said, we don't need that energy, we don't need that energy. But I said, is it short, is it commonly used for, short for another name? And sure enough, do you know what Buster is a nickname for? Benjamin. So,
Benny!
Where? Oh, he's sleeping.
Benny! Benny! Benjamin? Benjamin?
Mostly I enjoy saying, Benjamin? Benjamin? To which he... I thought maybe Benny I would get a rise out of, but he took to Benjamin right away. Like, he knows his name is Benjamin. And he will come when called. Now, Manx cats are one of the cats that they say are most like dogs. And I'm going to put that in quotes. Meaning they're just kind of very social and they like to interact with humans. And they like to like follow you around and stuff. And like sometimes they play fetch. Benjamin does not play fetch. But he's adorable and he's so nice and he's so tiny. He's still so tiny. Oh, I hope he stays tiny. That's what everyone says when they have a tiny animal. I hope he stays tiny. But he's doing really well. Rebecca? Not jealous at all of Benjamin, the attention he's getting? No, not at all, because you're self-sufficient. You're busy brewing. That's true. So we're all having a good time in here. We're all having a good time now. So anyway, I saw Benjamin, aka Buster Brown, at you know, on the website, and I said, this cat is so beautiful that surely he's already spoken for it. Like, there's no possible way that I'm getting this cat. So I said, I'm emailing about this cat. And sure enough, I emailed them on a Sunday night. Monday morning, they got back to me and they said, would you like to come meet him and adopt him? And I said, yes. Yes, I would. I would love to come meet him. So I hit it right over to Bellevue, where the Seattle Humane Society is. And I met him, and they already had a sign that said, I'm being adopted, and I said, wow, no pressure at all, huh? But I went to him, and he, you know, they left me alone with him in his little area, and he laid right down with me, started purring like crazy, let me touch his little toe beans, let me give him chin scratches, was just, like, totally into affection. So I said, yep. Yep, and his tiny little tail is so cute. He's a tabby, so he's got these stripes also, and it's like he's got a circle on each side. It's like kind of like a wood grain. He's like kind of a wood grain pattern, and he's got a little bit of a snake pattern on his forehead, like a snake head is resting on top of his head, and I liked that. It's kind of a common feature now that I have a tabby, that I'm looking at other tabbies and I'm like, there's the snake, what I think is a snake. Yeah, but he's totally adorable and nice. He was totally nice to me and was like, please. He comes from Yakima. He was born in Yakima and he was surrendered there. So I know his actual birthday is, September 10th, 2020, he was born, and they, brought the kittens in, and then another family adopted him, I think, and probably brought him out west this way. And but they had an old cat, and that cat was not interested in Benjamin's rambunctious personality, and that cat in fact bullied Benjamin, and he has a little scar on his nose, and I'm gonna blame that cat, even though it could have been the feral circumstances under which he was born. I think in someone's yard or something. But he was never aggressive with that cat. He was just bullied. And so they had to bring him back. Or that's just what they said. And they were like, ugh, he's annoying. Because he isn't a little bit annoying. He's a kitten. But we do fine. We do fine. So, yeah. He popped up. He'd been there for a couple days. And I said, yep, he's mine. So I brought him home. Not that day. I said, let me place a hold for this cat and think about it for like 24 hours. And buy a litter box. So I went and bought all the things I needed to buy real quick. And brought those home, set it up, and then the next day I went back and got him. And we've been in love ever since, except for when he bites my feet in the morning. That's a real problem. That's a real problem. We're working on it. We're working on it. We're working on it. Tips are welcome. But yeah, I think he's going to be a very nice cat to have. We did have a talk in the car. I said, listen, if something happens where I can't afford to take care of you, or you develop an extreme hatred of me where you torture me and scratch my flesh multiple times a day for extended periods of time, we are going to find you a new home. But other than that, it's forever, right, Benjamin? you know, this is a forever love unless you are awful to me. And then I will find you another home. So please, like, consider your options. And he's been very nice. I think he took that to heart. He really liked riding in the car, which is not an experience that I've had with another cat before. Usually they are horrified. And I did a little research and found out that Manx cats are favorites of truckers because they love riding in cars. So I'm going to try. I did buy him a little spaceship backpack. And I am going to try to normalize going outside in his spaceship backpack and going for short rides so that when it's time to go to the doctor, he doesn't become a hideous nightmare and it's a fight. I want him to just like it so that he's like, oh, cool, let's go. So that's one of the things we're working on. What was I going to say? So, yes, so we've been having a great time, basically. No real issues. I did, he's a big jumper. You know, I got him a cat dancer, which if you don't have a cat dancer and you have a cat, it is the biggest, racket in history, but is the greatest toy that cats universally love, and it's basically a piece of wire that has some rolled up pieces of paper attached to the ends, and they just love to chase it and run and dance. And so he dances and he runs. And I also got some wonderful gifts from aunts Jeremy and Craig Heard McKenney, who could not help but spoil a new pet baby. And they got him a little couch bed. It's like a little pet bed, but it has like a bolster around the edges so it looks like a couch. And then it has a little pillow, a little square couch pillow. And I covered it in catnip, and he took to it. Go figure, he really took to it. And he does lay down on it with his little head on the pillow. Oh my God. And I was finishing my coffee and then going to take a shower, and I was like walking past the pet bed, and he was just sitting on it like a human staring off into space. I did my best to capture it on film, but he moved a little bit, but he was fully just contemplating life, sitting on the couch, staring into space. And I said, wow, a mirror.
Right, Benjamin?
So we love that. And they also got him a a little bowl and some little outfits, which are very cute. He does not, I cannot, Craig and Jeremy, I cannot, like, the outfits, we're still working on. We can get him halfway on, and then he doesn't want to wear the leggies. They are baby unitards, for anyone who's wondering. They are little fish pattern cat baby onesies. So if ever he lets me put them on him, I will upload them to the internet acquaintance. I'll quite frankly make it the photo of the episode. And then they got me the best gift for a busy mom, which is an automatic laser pointer toy. Yes, this is a little, like, robot-looking, HAL-looking, Ashley O-looking laser pointer. It's a little cat with a black sort of sunglass window face on it, and little ears, and it has actually a pretty genius little stand. This thing can be suctioned to the wall, or you can put it in the stand, which allows for the cord to go into it and charge while you're using it, okay? And it has a little notch out for the sensor. And, like, it turns off after a certain amount of time, but then if your cat starts walking by it again, it turns on. And they're like, heckin' yeah, I'm gonna chase this laser and leave mommy alone. It has little ears, and it has little cat ears. And it's quite adorable. And, like, this particular morning that I'm recording the podcast on, did Benjamin, who's now asleep, wake me up at 5:30 to play? Yes, he did. And I said no several times. But he said, isn't this in itself a fun game? So I got up, I walked over to the shelf, and I turned on the Ashley O kitten toy laser pointer. And I went back to bed. And that kept him busy for a good 30 minutes before he came back and said, I'm done, and I'd like to wake you up again. So it's like a snooze button, you know, if nothing else. Now, this is, if you've ever seen something else that we're working on, is that Benjamin is a hungry, hungry boy. For any food, but more specifically, anything that I'm eating. So we're working on it. We're setting some boundaries, you know, just like with everything else. We're saying, ouch, and stopping play. We're directing to positive things, and we're, you know, creating boundaries. So have you seen the video, the viral video, where it's a grandmother and a toddler boy child cooking, and every single ingredient she puts into the bowl, he aggressively tries to shovel into his mouth, even like flour, raw eggs. That's my cat. That is Benjamin. Benjamin, Benny, do you love snacks? Even though I get you the most expensive and fancy cat food that I could possibly get. It's not, it's actually medium price, but it's very good quality. That is a nice brand, and it has protein chunks. But still, if I, like, one day I was coming home from work, you know, I had a hankering for a quick and easy snack, namely chicken nuggets. Okay, so I picked up a bag of frozen chicken nuggets at the store, and I'm a busy mom, and I made myself some chicken nuggets, at which Benjamin appeared, and I expect to just, you know, perhaps sniff out a nugget, you know, like look at me with longing eyes, please, may I have a piece of chicken nugget, please? No, Benjamin, you're just a baby, and this is probably salty. No. Let me give you some raw freeze-dried chicken treats that I got for you specifically, Benjamin. I thought that's how the interaction would go. And before I could finish that thought, he was on the counter with a chicken nugget in his mouth, pulling away. He was doing a drive-by chicken nugget stealing, snatching. Benjamin, He has not sent. I mean, I haven't had chicken nuggets, but something about chicken nuggets made him feral, and he jumped up onto the counter, grabbed a nugget and ran. I stopped him pretty quickly because he is clumsy, a clumsy little boy. But a clumsy little boy and a vicious chicken nugget stealer. So, I wonder, are there cat chicken nuggets? Is there, I guess that would just be the equivalent of like cutting up a piece of chicken, perhaps raw chicken or cooked chicken. I don't know. I'm going to have to look at that. Maybe I can make you your own chicken nuggets and spoil you, and you will just never eat anything regular again. The thing is that he has his food, the chicken, there are chicken nuggets in his food. They're just raw chicken protein, freeze-dried, and probably ground up and smushed together, but maybe I'll just buy you those on their own, Benjamin? And give that, like, if I'm gonna make chicken nuggets, he's, like, there needs to be a distraction. I would bet that he would, even though, if I were to throw out a pure protein chicken treat, he would, still grab my chicken nugget and run. He is sitting right now, I will say that he is currently sitting in a very proud purchase of mine that I put together yesterday for him that finally came. It took a while. I got him a cat tree. Yes! But I got him a cat castle. We're calling it a cat castle because it is chic. I found one of the chicest cat castles I could, and I'm pretty proud of my DIY that I've done here, okay? First of all, I want to describe the carpet remnants used to create this cat castle, because they are just slate gray and soft and plush and divine. Now, there is a base level where there is a plush gray hammock on the bottom floor. And then there are stairs. There's a ladder going up to the second floor. And on that bottom floor, you also get a mixed with the elegance of the slate gray carpet remnants is a cream jute wrapped around the leg poles for scratching. And they're just beautiful. Truly a cream. There's a little bit of a buttercup yellow in with the white, you know? And it's just lovely against the slate gray carpeting. Now, the second level has a little cat cave, a little box with two openings, and that's where Benjamin likes to hang out the most. And directly in front of that, there's a purely gray, slate gray, plush, what shall we call this? I'm turning around looking at it like I'm talking to Rebecca. It's not the observation tower, because there is a top level observation tower that once again has jute on the neck. But there's this kind of mid-level tower that has a round cylinder circular sort of cubby, which Benjamin has not gotten inside of, but I would really like it. It's kind of hard to get inside of the way I have it positioned, because I want him to get inside of it and then look at me while I'm in bed. It's like sort of in front of my bed, but I guess you could climb on that. What I'm doing with it right now is storing his kickeroo in there, and then it's like something to play with. Like, I'll put a stuffed animal in there and like let him grab it out. That's good fun. And then, of course, on the top, there's the observation deck. And off the observation deck, there is a little fuzzy ball, slate gray ball, dangling. And that's our boxing. That's our gym. 1, 2, 3. On the third floor is the gym. And that's, you know, he boxes. But what I did with this, that makes it a DIY. Sort of. It's a semi-DIY, which I thought was quite clever, is that I bought wall decals of potted plants on the internet. I'm very much into potted plant decals right now because I can't keep a plant alive in this dark basement apartment. But a wall decal will live forever. So on each level and on the ground next to it, just around it, there are decals of potted plants. So it looks like it's just like a shelf for plants or a literal cat tree. And it's very sweet. I like it a lot. It's very cute. I'm quite proud of it. Benjamin?
You don't care about Mummy's hard work, do you?
He's sleeping. He's sleeping through the whole episode. I was hoping we'd get a meow, you know? But no. But no. So. Yeah. That's my cat story. I got a cat. His name's Benjamin. He's very adorable. And I just am very happy to have him. Thank you to everyone who has told me ever to get a cat. It was a good choice. And I think that's that. I think this is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode today because I have to go to work soon. And I just wanted to tell you about my cat, and then the next time I want to tell you more things. I will say, we'll talk about some films next time. We'll talk about an experience that I had. We'll talk about, you know, anything else that's fun that come up. I just wanted to do a quick kitten episode to just talk about Benjamin and my cat decals and just like chill out, you know. I've been busy and I wanted to get a pod there out there because some people support this podcast at anchor.fm/LindaJames/support, and they donate $5, $1, or $10 a month, and I greatly appreciate it. You can also send me a cat tip on Venmo at the Linda James, THELINDAJAMES. But before you do that, support a mutual aid. Support a queer artist. I just got some Weird Deer prints. Thanks, Weird Deer. I love them. Actually, the one that I did get from Weird Deer, that I look at it all the time, and it's over my TV, and I think that there's like Frosty the Snowman's hat. There's a little bit of magic in that Weird Deer print I bought. And I love looking at it. Thank you. Weird Deer also sent like the most 2020 pin, which is proudly displayed on my backpack, my pin holder backpack that I purchased for myself for my birthday, if I didn't mention this before. It's a Sailor Moon with a mask pin on it. And it's just so cool. Thank you, Weird Deer. But yes, thanks for listening, I greatly appreciate it. I hope you're all doing well. I hope you enjoyed this pod. We will talk again soon. I've got to take a shower, I've got to do a little more stretching, and I have to
cuddle with Benjamin.
He's sleeping, he is not, he's in the castle, he will not, there's no way to cuddle him right now. We just gotta hope he becomes interested in me at some point today. Yeah, great. Keep on olive juice. Talk to you soon. Bye.